Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Evening family, Muruti, Levaruti, Kelebocha, yo, Kelebocha. Now, what I would say, what kept me up to so far, Hankabula Lava Zalwani, it's prayer and the faith that I've learned from my mom. It was very difficult to learn about faith. There was a time when my son was very, very sick. Very, very sick, you know, whereby half a check was settled, they were saying, you know what, we are dealing here a living corpse. You know, but that time I didn't cry even but inside I was just talking, I was just praying, I was just remembering this verse in my heart. That faith is now from the book of Romans, I think it's chapter 11, verse 1. That kept my boy today to be who he is. And what kept him alive again, it's through prayers. There were Christians who were praying for him. Every Wednesday they would meet and they would pray. Few, only few. And you know, when we were there, you could feel that really this is a prayer of faith that they are praying. It kept on like that until he got healed. Later on, again, these things, they'll keep on following you. You know, the devil will fight to left, right, and center. But I could always remember and say to God, God, I know you are the God who saved my son. Even today, you still remain the same. You are still the same God that I know. And I believe in your word that you are going to make it again. My dad was very sick. He passed on. It was very tough. My mom had cancer. She passed on. It was very tough. But I kept on saying, you are still my God. You know, my dad passed on like Wednesday. The following day, it was my uncle's daughter. They don't have parents. Then the following week, it was my aunt's son. He didn't also have anybody. But I kept on saying, my father, it doesn't matter what, where am I going to get them at, but I know you are the God who provides. And that's exactly what God did. Immediately 2 months after my sister passed away, it was very tough, but faith kept me. Faith kept me up to now. So give us a running leba to basati being more. You know, there's nothing that we can do in this as so long as we don't have faith. Trusting in him. When you look at people who want, you know what? You don't even want to say anything, you don't even want to talk. But when you trust on him, he will speak to you back. He will provide. Yeah, nakabuyena, you'll be shocked today. It's Amaya. Marwena uyeme, uyeme utile. Some people will even come and go and are you nani likele wena nenga sokhoninge kishwile. But because of the secret, ya uru obana litumelo, udumele mo lentsweng la haya, udumele ho yena. That what has kept me, bazalwane. Thank you. Bless you, Pastor Rael Muruti.
Okay, and here's another one. It says, good evening, bafundisi bami and listeners. Ngempela, umoya kaThixo uyathungelana, because my partner and I were debating about the issue of the government enforcing vaccination. I vaccinated, he hasn't. He was boasting about his faith in God, that God protected him all these years, that he's not going to succumb to Satanism, etc. Now, it made me feel guilty that I also did not put my trust in God. I was also skeptical about vaccinating, but I prayed about it, asking God to protect my body against any evil if COVID is about Satanism. I believe that God won't punish me for something that I don't know. I have faith. Psalm 91 verses 7. Just like my partner. God bless. God bless fellows. That is from I am Laluch. Yeah. Okay. That's a WhatsApp there. Faith is amazing. Faith is an amazing aspect there. All right. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear you. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Your journey of faith. And if you say we've come this far by faith, come on, tell me. And of course, testify with regards to this. Beautiful stories there, I should say. Now, when you look also, Jabu, my brother, when you look also in the word of the Lord, and I will look at the issue of Jehoshaphat just after this. Hello there, hi.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Putwami. Sawubona.
Ngiyathokoza ngizwa amazwi abomama akhuluma ngefaith yabo ukuthi abadadewethu besiqinise ukuthi singalulashi ukholo lwethu.
Ya.
Hayi, ngiyajabula ngempela.
Ya.
Ngibulise nakuPastor Jalan Dominic nomfundisi uHadele.
Haleluya. Amen.
Hallelujah, my brothers.
Amen.
The power of our faith, brother, eh? The power of our faith, ngokholo lwethu, kule sikhathi, kule season.
Yeah.
Nasithi siyakholwa, kufa abantu phansi naphezulu. Kufanele sithi, noma sikhala, brother, eh? Ngoba sikhalile phela, siyile ama-symmetries. Ikhathi eningi, siphelezele abathandwa bethu, brother, eh?
Yes.
Kepha. Kufanele sihlale kulolu kholo, brother.
Yeah.
Because today, even amasonto athize, they are choosing God. But why God? Usiyekelela.
Hey, not that.
Thina masit with the power of faith. Sizothika uNkulunkulu. Mkhulu wethu kunosezulu.
Yeah, ungakithi ngempela.
Siyazi ukuthi ubaba wethu uye owasidalayo ngomfanekiso wakhe, brother. Angeke athumele ikhorona maphandleni ukusibulala, brother. Le pandemic ilethwe yisitha sikaNkulunkulu uSathane, brother. With our faith, sazi uNkulunkulu ukhwelulethu malichina, brother. Ngoba the promises from God ithi, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah.
Thina ngokukholwa kufanele siqhubeke praying to our God ukuthi asithumelele umoya ongcwele ukusiqinisa, ukusiduduza, brother. Nokwazi ukuthi with our faith we have an open line of communication with God. If only we can operate in his authority, brother, and living in fellowshipping and harmony with God and man.
Yes.
And our daily victories and fruitfulness are assured, brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. UNkulunkulu angibusise kakhulu. To God be the glory.
All the time. May he be glorified at all times. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you
God
so much.
God bless you, my brother.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this issue. I trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you in a mighty way. It is 16 minutes over the hour 6. And we are together next 44 minutes or so. We will be together. We can conversate with regards to this. Your journey of faith so far. How is your faith keeping you so far? You know, as things are as bad and painful as they seem, how is your faith sustaining you, you know? And how would you encourage people also to trust in the Lord? Second Chronicles chapter 20 verses 12. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For here we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. But our eyes are upon you. We do not know how to deal with this kind of flood, these multitudes of waves, but our eyes are upon you. Hey, Jabu.
Indeed, you know, I think it was my brother Sipo also was encouraging us that we should fix our eyes on Jesus, not on the circumstances, not on people, not on the attacks that the devil is bringing. So that is how we also are able to really make sure that our faith works for us.
Yeah.
The power of our faith is exercised.
Yeah.
When our eyes are fixed on Jesus, because he is the one who, you know, is powerful to save. He is the one who is powerful to deliver. You know, also even in the book of Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
And that is Christ. That is Christ. So that teaches me that the power of our faith is Christ himself. And
just hold it there. Just hold it there, Jabu, on the power of our faith
the
Christ.
Okay.
Let's take this call. Dumela Mewaka.
Dumela Murudi. Lebulela le marakulela ko Soshanguzi.
Dumela Mewaka. Re wa amogela tle.
Eh, ke leboga topic e re tsirinya faith e re bolelang ka yona mo bondimong gore motho mo go modimong o tia matla yang ka go di.
Okay, somehow we lost her there. Merakulela, we lost you there. If you can call us again. I don't know what happened, but we lost you. 012-333-8699 is the alternative number. Or you can call us on 012-334-1322. Sorry about that, Mama. You can call us again. We lost you. I don't know what happened there. Jabu, Christ himself.
Christ himself is our faith, you know. So because they say I can do all things through him who strengthens me, and that is Christ.
Yeah.
So it means without Christ living within us, there is no power of faith. There is not even faith within us. So we need to understand that everything that we do it by Christ.
Yeah.
The scripture that you quoted in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, those people, they are saying that we do not know. We do not know what to do. But we are looking to you for help. That should be our attitude when we understand the power of our faith. That, you know, like people can despise us because of maybe we do not fit into their class or their standards.
Yeah.
People can judge us or call us names. But there is this secret that we have that we might not know what to do, you know. But, you know, like, you know, we look towards God for our help. And who can do the impossible things that men cannot do? That is the trick about us. You know, that's the trick about us. And many of the children of God that we see even in the Bible, like about Daniel, they were able to cut the mouth of the lion because of the God that they were walking with. Even my brother Sipo quoted them in the fire, thrown into the fire. But God was also with them in the fire. He never forsaken them. He never even left them. So also, you know, we should know that we have got this power within us that can save us, that can strengthen us, that can keep us, you know, regardless of what we are facing and going through.
Hold it there,
the power
Jabu,
of faith within us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hold it there again. Hello there. Hi. You're on Radio Pulpit. Hello. Okay. You're on Radio Pulpit. Dumela. Sawubona. All right, I can't hear you at all. I'm trying to. Hello there. Okay, we don't seem to be getting it. Jabu, uchubeka put. Sorry about that.
Amen, my friend. I was almost done, actually.
Yeah.
I was just making the examples with all the children of God that also have exercised the power of their faith.
Yeah.
And it worked for them. So also, let us use this faith that is invested within us so that you can see things change in this earth and also in our life.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let us hear from you as to what you make of it. This very aspect, you know, of the implications of our faith, our journey of faith, you know, your journey of faith in a time like this. How you are keeping up. How you are holding up. Hello there, hi. Sawubona dumela.
Sawubona dumela.
Yebo ke.
Yebo ke. Ah.
the servant of the Most High God.
Amen.
How are you, my pastor?
I'm very well, man. Ntela wesise umsakazo wakho, because we are hearing an echo this side.
Pastor Ray. I am on the way, my pastor. Let me reduce my volume. Let me reduce my volume.
As a belief.
Hey, I'm listening your topic. It's so interesting.
Glory to God.
You know, we are living in the last time, Pastor. Surely, without faith, we are not going to move. Because of this kind of situation that we are facing, there is no a human wise or a human clever who can conquer this type of pandemic. You know, coming to the right point, Pastor Ray, I was between death and life end of January. This thing, it hurt me, Pastor Ray. If I still remember very well, around the 26th January this year, Corona catched me. And at the worst part, I'm a truck driver, Pastor Ray.
I hear you.
I'm going all the provinces of South Africa. The time it was so difficult upon my life, fighting death and life, I didn't give a chance to go and visit my family. My supervisor refused me to give me off. Even if I told him that, man, I'm sick. And the disease that case is, it is related to coronavirus. That guy, he never paid any attention to my request. One thing that he told me, he said to me that, why you didn't tell me yesterday that you are sick? And I said, man, how can you respond in such a way? Because sickness doesn't make an application when it's coming to catch you.
Yeah.
But I had the trust that even this guy is oppressing me to carry on doing the company's duties. But hopefully God will look after myself.
Sure.
You know, the miracle that I saw, Pastor, that night when I was sleeping inside the truck, I couldn't even turn around to come and sleep with the other side that is still fresh.
Yeah.
You see, when you are sleeping, you get tired on the right hand side.
Yes.
You need to turn and sleep with your left hand side.
Yes.
Pastor, I want to tell you, I couldn't afford to make that. I never had any strength.
Yes.
I was feeling that if I am turning, my chest inside is like mbaula. You know mbaula when you put some stones and the bent coals that have been bent and are not useful anymore.
Yeah.
I feel a huge crash. Something that are crashing inside my chest when I'm turning to try to sleep with the other side of my body. It was so painful where I was even crying.
Sure.
But I want to tell you, Pastor Ray, there was a spiritual hand that I never see the owner of that hand, which enabled me to can turn around to sleep with the fresh
the
side of my body. You know, it was so a miraculous hand that I have never experienced in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That hand, Pastor Ray, the presence of that hand if I remember how comfortability, how you know, such a special present of that hand that treated me so special.
Mm.
I've never ever seen it in my lifetime.
Mm.
And when I wake up, I come out from the sickness, I think I will see the owner of that hand.
Hey.
Ah, that owner of that hand is no more there.
I hear you.
But I feel the hand.
Mm.
That was so special. You know, a miraculous hand which looked after me, which treated me so special. And during the presence of that hand, I felt another sweetness that I never know where can I look it around all the world. It was just a unique, very unique hand.
Mm.
Very unique hand. You know, during that time, I couldn't even manage to cough.
Mm.
When I cough, my spirit from my soul from inside, my breath is coming to the end of coughing, but the coughing remains bumping my chest inside, whereby I couldn't have any spirit or air to can manage the coughing.
Mm.
One another surprisingly. My breath was so short.
Mm.
I couldn't manage to make a full breath like normally.
Mm.
It was so short, Patrick.
Mm. I understand.
Yeah. But you know, I thank God. Because eventually, I have seen the mercy of God.
Yeah.
Around my life.
Yo.
You know, I couldn't even, you know, Pastor, I'm a truck driver.
Mm.
I'm running all over the provinces of South Africa.
Mm. Mm.
You know, even during the day, I just stopped the truck alongside the road. By during that time when I was sick and sleep thinking my supervisor would look after me or he would come and release me from the job or from the duty of anything. Go and treat yourself at home. Go and look somewhere where you can get healed.
Mm.
But that guy, he never did that.
Mm.
But I say, okay, it's fine. Let me carry on with that habit of hatred or discrimination. But I will trust on God.
Mm. Mm. Sure. All right. Somehow I lost him there. Wow. What a testimony. I lost you there. Give us a shout. You can give us a shout from Sushangube there. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Aheba Ruti.
Ashe Mama.
Ke kopa tshwarelo e nkhathile nako ela network e sa tshware pile. Ke mara khulela Sushangube.
Sorry Mama, re bone. Sorry Mama.
Aowa, ke leboga mohau wa Modimo gore ke kene hape. Ke bopaki bo ke botsisang ka tumelo.
Ehe.
Ke bile ka ba mo bolwetseng bo bongwe bo e leng gore ne ke sa tlhaloganye gore go iragalang ke re mo ke Satane, mara ka lebitso la Jesu ke a feng. Ke motho e leng gore ge ke lwala a ke nwe pilisi. Just prayer, rapela fela, ka nwa metsi ka rapela fela, ke ntho e leng gore ya mphedisa ka ntlha le matsatsi. Mara mo ngwageng o re tlhokofaletse thata, mo e leng gore ke ile ka hetega, ke tlhokofaletse ke brother tse pedi le sister, and brother o mowane o tlhokofaletse mo matsogong a ka. Ntho e leng yang heta thata, so a ke itse gore ne go e tsagetseng. Ke ile ka tlhakatlhakana tsatsi tse e leng ke tlha mmerekong fela, ka kry-a ke le lefatsheng le leng le ke sa le itseng, ke sa kgone go tsamaya, ke sa kgone go hema. E be e le gore ke try-a gore ke founele kwa ga kereng ke seng tleliniking, a ke right. Ba nkisa tleliniking, e ba fitlha tleliniking ba kry-a e le gore ba re ke fisa o fisa mo go e leng gore a ke kgone go theoga ntlhaba injectione bantheo tsa kare a ke tlhabe injectione a ke nwe pilisi, mara patsi leo ke kry-ile injectione ka ba nnesa phanado ba re e theoge. Morago ba re e theogile ba mpusetsa gae ka tla gae. Ge ke fitlha gae ka tlhatsa madi bakete.
Hai bo.
ka tsatsa madi bucket e ke kwa go hwa tshwana gore ba founele ambulance ambulance ya bo ya nrwala ke tlhatini ke ntseng ka one ya matha ka 5 ke ke tsake ambulance ke hospital
yo
ke ke bitsa hospital a ke khono tsa mama ra ke ka mo ambulance ke ra ke ne go robala mo mpetong ke bitsa le bitso la Jesu ba re mama ke re wa lwala o tlhatsitse madi ka bucket ke re e mara modimo teng mo apela I know gore tse ke no ba moya wa satan wa feta ke kholelwa mo modimo ke ke fitse hospital ke kre batho ba robetse ka di stretcher nna ke tsamaya ka maoto ke ntse mola di doctor he di tla di tlore checka ba thome ka nna pele re ntse ka bara e o moshianisetseng ka ko trauma ke siwe ko trauma ke fitse ko trauma ko di doctor di e kwa le kwa le kwa di sanche ke di tse ke re batho ke tile ka mo ke ntse mo stretchereng ende ke khale ke tile ba ntebelle fela ba fela ba ntebelle mola ile khale go tle doctor engwe e ncheke inkise ko gastro ba fitsa kwa ba ke ntse pipe ka mohare ba re ba checka madi mo tswang moteng ba kra ile re ba bone mo go tswang madi moteng but ke bitsa le bitso la Jesu ke dumela mo modimo ke re nna mwana modimo o ile ngore ke dumela mo modimo ke bale le foko la Isaiah 54 verse 17 ke re no open form against me shall prosper ke tsa mai ka lona ke ntse ke rapela ka lona ke modimo ke a tswa ke roba le ka mo spetleng gore ke tlhaditse madi ka bakete family aka yo yotlhe e dume ba founge ba rawa motho o tlhatsitse madi ko spetlele ebile ko trauma ke re ka lebitso la Jesu ke ya feta ge ke tswa ko gastro ba ra ba bone selo ga ona selo ke re ke modimo wa tlo nketsetsang motlholo ke a tswa ba be ba mphe discharge ba re a o sa boa one day eo ke tlhatsitse madi ba mphe discharge ke boe hae ka bosio bo bo latelang ke ye mmerekong e be motlholo o sankang wa iragala o ko boneng ka bogolo ba modimo ka go dumela fela just Isaiah 54 verse 17 ke ore ke ntse ke tsamaya ke bitsa yona o ka re ke a gafa e ke bolela ka yona ka mogao wa modimo ke fodile until now a le dipilisi tse ba mphileng ganke ka dinwa ke re ka tumelo go o dumela mo modimo o mo trusta o 'ira investment ya gago mo modimong o tla bona bogolo ba modimo le motlholo wa modimo
kannete
ya leboga baruti ba ka ke re modimo o ke mo rapelang ke pilisi yaka ka lebitso la morena Jesu a one pilisi e nngwe e tla mphodisang Isaiah 54 verse 17 ke fodile ka yona ke a leboga amen
amen mama waka morena o etse gantletle re a leboga
amen
thank you mama we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 You know, as she was saying what she was saying, this is what was coming to mind, and I will play that song. Let me take the call. Hello there, hi.
Ha, baruti ba, ke ya le dumedisa ka lebitso la Jesu Kriste.
Ku.
Eh, le kae ka ofela ha lena mo studio.
Rona u shall na kuku.
Ai ke ho na ke mo shalo ba ruti ba ka tsabulane le ba khatere ka mo o nkulunkulu se se nne ni ke ba fundisi ba mi nya tsabula ko tholo bufakazi ni mamela ni ngati manga funi thang mamela nga nya funta noma ni khouta vele
yeah
eh ya mina ke vele ai ba tsukungena vele ba ngibuza nokuthi o go re botsa re vaccine ka patlala ka kgeta tlala
eh
ya nka se kgeng wa tsaitse ga gemzana na go botsa re vaccine ka patlala ka re tlala ka re nka se phigetse ntse Romans 8 verse 35 mo lere yin lezo tsukanisa ne thandla ka nkulunkulu ngaba kufa ngaba ngungambe ungambathanga lutho ai diala ke baruti ba ka ba mamela ba radio pulpitini semelinyanthanda mina ke vele unkulunkulu uyabona manifakaza kanje ngiyaphila emoyeni ngimamele ngiyaphila ngempela asimkhetheni lo nkulunkulu noma sigula simcela siyaphola
yes
ya rafola kanete ene nisamamele kanjalo ihlobo zami nifunde Revelation 13 izangitshela kahle Amen bazalwane ngiyabonga kakhulu ngibonga nokuthi nifakaze kanjalo ngiphile emoyeni ngigogo Amen
Amen God bless you kuku thank you
Eh kya le rata lesikala le bala re le rata ka lebatho la ba kuranta
Eh le rena ro rata ka lona kokwaka
Amen
Amen
Tsavela All right, then. And of course, people are testifying with regards to their walk with faith or their walk by faith. And you know what? It's all because of Yahushua HaMashiach. It's all because of Jesus. Man, it's all because of him. Here we go.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Pastor Andrew Crouch, the late then. Of course, a beautiful song indeed. It's all because of him, Yeshua HaMashiach. Because of him that we are here and that we are alive, we are continuing. The journey that you are continuing by faith in him, amazing indeed. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Your journey of faith, 012-334-1322. Or you can send us a voice note or a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you make of this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Ntlala Zishova, I namhlanje ngiyakutshela uthumela page lonke baba. Ha, Nkosi yami. But let me read it. You know, let me read it. And it says nginibingelele bafundisi, ew, ngasokola ke emalangeni adlule ukungena kodwa ke bengilalele. Ah, ngiyabonga mfowethu, ngiyabonga. Now, when the Lord Jesus saw Peter sinking and crying, he said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Again, the Lord said to his disciples, "I assure you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him." Pastors, we must never doubt anything about God our Father, who created the universe. Nothing impossible to the one who believes. Again, we must never allow fear. We don't have the spirit of fear. Our Lord was manifested in our lives as believers to destroy every work of the devil. When he comes to steal, kill and destroy, our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, is giving us life in abundance. We need to see that life and hold it by our faith because he is faithful who promises. Concerning fear, we are not to fear any evil, for he is with us. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God. That tells us we are protected by God. Remember, the devil said, "You have placed a hedge around Job. You have protected him." We must not fear death because our Lord redeemed us from that fear in Hebrews 12:15 and freed those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. God created us. There is no scientist or doctor that can displace our God. He created our inward parts and knit us together in the womb. Now, we must not fear anything. Paul said to live is Christ and to die is gain. What are we saying? Or else we are not in the right standing with our Father. I did not take this vaccine thing into my head because I trust my Father not because I fear something. The Holy Spirit is with me and cannot share in this temple with any other spirit. That is my confession, and I am holding firm on it by the grace of God. Let us not doubt God. This is from Ntlalazi Shova. Thank you so much for that. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
All right then, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And also tell us as to how you feel, how your journey has been like, the journey in the Lord. Now, this is amazing. When you look into the three Hebrew captives, see, Paul, let me bring this to you. Daniel chapter 3, verses 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those are not their real names. Those are their Babylonian names. 3:17, it says, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. He will deliver us, O King. Remember that story where it says, long live, O King. And they say, for we had done nothing wrong in your sight. And of course, also, the aspect of saying, even if our God does not deliver us, we will not bow to the idol that you had set up for your subjects to bow to. Even if he does not save us, you know, let it be known, O King, that we shall not bow. The faith that saves from the fiery furnace is the faith that we have. It's the same faith, the faith that we have even today. The circumstances today are a fiery furnace, which are pushing us. Yet we say, we shall stand by our Father, who guides us and leads us, who protects us and saves us. Whatever it is that the world is bringing to us, our Father will sustain us. He will keep us alive. Sipo.
That's very true and indeed from this. And we fully trust God that is able to do exceedingly more abundant what we could think of. And we thank God he is a faithful God. Will never leave us, neither forsake us, what he has promised in his word. But when the enemy comes in the form of a flood, our God will lift the standard against the enemy. And greater is he in us than the devil is in this world. In other words, we need to put our trust and our faith genuinely so into our God. In other words, we know what he is able to do, whatever he's God. No wonder he's gone from this city. We should always have faith in God. Most of the miracles that Jesus did in the past, he was always pushed by the level of faith those individuals had. In other words, when we have faith, we allow God's movement to do things on our behalf. And the faith is eating ayo. It's not a huge faith. In which is 17:20, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move here to there, and it will move. Nothing is impossible for you. In other words, in this circumstance that we're in, let's trust God. Even though sometimes our faith is misinterpreted, sometimes, but it's a sign, sometimes they say you are stubborn. Nevertheless, it is the faith that we had, would even our God, He will see us through in His time. From the years we call, when the good Nati, Abanbola Nati abides. I remember the other things, so Mdomusha. They thought Ubuti, Ikandra Matan Pilangal. No, it was the level of the faith that I was operating under. I knew exactly what the faith that I had in God, it will work wonders. And surprisingly, what it did, it is exactly the same thing. It makes wonders. Even today, I fully depend upon God with my life, with my family, with my finances. In all aspects of my life, I put God in the agenda. In other words, I fully depend upon Him. I've made Him the center of my life, even if no lala, if you can seven. That's for this man, understand underground, it's so dangerous. But whenever I went down there, for the same as Beko, Langasalbonizu, my hope, Jesus Christ, I thank Him.
Yes, powerful testimony there. Powerful testimony. You still can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 012-334-1322.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Bambini, are ready to connect with you today.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Already there, we are concluding the matter, and of course, perhaps I would even find some space to play a bit of a song, you know, just a bit. As we close, let me bring this to you, Jabu, and this is amazing, you know. When you read also in the book of Joshua, Chapter 2, verse 21. Then she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Remember the escape of those Hebrew boys, Hebrew spies, and then how she was able in that to actually become saved when the city was laid at siege. So here we learn that salvation saves and redeems. Also in Job chapter 19 verse 25 it says, for I know that my Redeemer lives and He shall stand at last on the earth. We're taking a call. Hello there, hi.
Ritele kae
mama? Thank you.
Ke mme Mamdidi mo Potchefstroom.
Mewaka, mewaka, ko Potch.
Nna ke rata go bua ka tumelo.
Eya mme.
Ga o na le tumelo, tumelo e dira mosebetsi o makatsang ka tsela e makatsang.
Ya.
A ke rata go bua gale le moruti ke tlo go betsa 1, 2, 3.
Ya.
molekane wa ka o tlhokafetse ka 1999. Re na le bana ba 4. O motono na le 22, wa bobedi o na le 19, wa boraro o na le 17, wa bo-4 o na le 7 years. And ha a tlhokafala, ka rekile ntlo e sa fetsang go agiwa. A ntlogela ka yone. Se ke bile ka se dira, ke bile ka re Modimo, wena o no sa rate gore nna le molekane wa ka re ka gola mmogo, ra tsofala, ra godisa bana. Ga ke tle go go fekisa gore o nkamogile molekane. Ke bile ka tswelela ka godisa bana. Se se bile sa tlhola pelo ya ka, ka di 24 tsa July this year, last bona ya rona ke a dira 30 years. Ga ke bona bogolo ba Modimo from 7 to 8.
Eish, mama.
A ntse a tsamaya le nna le ka lengwe la letsatsi, ga isang fetogele e ntse le Modimo. Ke ka moo mo lentsweng la gage ke le dumela ka pelo ya ka yotlhe gore nna ke ntate wa dikhutsana, ebile ke monna wa batlhologane.
Ya, ka nnete, man.
Ke tumelo. Ga o dumela, maemo a go tsitsinyalo ore Modimo wena mo lentsweng la gago o rile wa go nna monnaka, wa go nna ntate wa banake. And Modimo o dirile fela yalo. Ke fudugetse mo tlong, re dula le bana go monate. A nka ka tsena ka mo, ke tlwa ka mo, ke tsenwa ke tsebetsebe. E ka re Modimo o ke dumelang mo go ene kwa eng kwa eng. Batho ba mam ke dire go kgona yang kare e. Modimo o ke dumelang a se kokoroto e tlangya ke Modimo a baswa. Modimo o ke mo dumelang wa phela. And go dumela Modimo go monate ka pele o makatsang. O mo dumela wholeheartedly.
Yes.
O sa mo doubt-e go tlhaga se, go tlhaga se, go tlhaga se. O bile boima ba motho wa ka ba re makoti o ka seke wa kgona go godisa bana wa kere. O ke mo dumela Modimo wa phela.
Yeah, man.
Ke rata go leboga Modimo bana ke ba godile. Ba babedi ba kometseng ya bone ba nyetse. Last bona ka e tshwere 30 years. Ke yone ntlholang from 7 to 30 years. Ka mokgwa Modimo a tsamaile le nna ka teng. Ha re dumela, re mo dumela, re sa mo doubt-e.
Danke. Morena bo
ke a leboga bontate Moruti, thank you.
God bless you, mama. Re a leboga tle. Thank you so much. You know, just a bit of this as we close. Just a bit. Just a bit. Just a bit. Ngizoyenza nje ku background lengoma ne. Uma niloku nikhuluma Sipho. Ngizoyenza ku background. Nje kanje. Uyayikhumbula iradio benje vele.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ah, those who trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah, my God.
Hey, Nkosiyam.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ah, Nkosiyam, Nkosiyam. Now, hey, Matotagiti. We left it 2 minutes. I see, Vale, next week we are talking about forgiveness, the role of forgiveness. We know what is forgiveness, Angitine. We know what it is. So, we're not going to touch what it is. We're going to touch on the role of forgiveness. What is forgiveness? This is happening next week. We will be touching on that. 1 minute.
They that wait upon the Lord, they shall be renewed their strength, and they shall sow in wings like eagles. They have trust God even at the 0 hour. Don't see to it good. We come on the other side. Singing angles. Yambongu Jesu kuthi ukhona sibuke yena. Athi umbhali wezwi incwadi kaMawubo babheka phezulu ubuso babo bakhanya. Mlaleli ekhaya, have faith in God. Even at that 0 hour, you'll see it.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Mara yamuzi Timothy cula kamnandi njani. Jabu, ekugcineni.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu. I would like to close with these words from the book of 1 John 5:4. The word of God says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the victory that has overcome the world.
Our faith.
Our faith.
Yes.
Only the power of our faith that will overcome.
Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sipho. Siyabonga baba. You will do great things in the land of the living, Sipho.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Jabu, thank you so much, my brother.
Nonku dumo kuJehova, makabongwe my friend. Akubusise kakhulu nomndeni and also kwethu Sipho lapha eStandarton. May God bless you and the family and all the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much. We talk again next week. Inkosi Nibusise.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God.
To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yeshua HaMashiach, we give him all the majesty and the honor. He is our Savior. Even today, he doesn't change. Let's continue to trust in him and have confidence in him. Siphile kuye ngaso sonke isikhathi. Inkosi sibusise njengendlela eyisimanga. Asinakekele ngaso sonke isikhathi. May he keep you safe and sound at all times. Shalom.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.